education starting prior to kindergarten leads to higher graduation rates, more success in academic years. That's just one of the benefits. There are many others. As Jumpstart knows, Jumpstart is a national early education program, and they're here locally also. So we're joined by John Harmon. He's the site manager of Jumpstart at the University of Southern California, Irvine, and then also board member of Heritage Museum of Orange County. Jamie Heber joins us from Heritage Museum of Orange County. She's the events coordinator, director of social enterprise, both, right?
Yeah.
All rolled into one.
All of it.
You guys are here together for a really important reason, John, which is...
It's our annual literacy fair and community resource fair. So this is an opportunity that the museum has generously partnered with us for the last 5 years to give us their facilities. Every year it's grown as far as the people that we serve. So this year we're expecting another huge turnout. A couple things we're doing different this year. We started last year by feeding everyone who shows up, not just the volunteers, but we're giving hamburgers, veggie burgers out to whoever, families who come out.
Yeah.
Kids are getting books, so we're not only feeding their bellies, but we're feeding their minds.
It's Jumpstart for a Day.
Yeah,
you know, so Jumpstart you can find out what it's about. And,
yeah.
And this year it's at the Heritage Museum. But let's talk about Jumpstart for a moment. Preschool education, right?
Yeah.
John, explain to us how Jumpstart works.
So it's important that the children that we serve, you know, our research has shown that these children that get this intervention at this early age go on, and that's so a crucial time to go into kindergarten. And if you can go into kindergarten with this grasp of what you're learning and that little extra oomph to like level the playing field with everyone else, that in and of itself is going to create something to motivate you to keep going. That one moment of going from preschool to kindergarten can either knock you down on your butt and sour you on education. If you're successful, it can like get you going and you're going to love school. So our research has shown that these children who participate in our program go further in their educational careers and go on into college. And when you look at that, you look at the economic benefits of we're creating a class of people who are employable and who can contribute in to revenue further on. Also, it's less money that's going into what they like to say, social programs. Mm-hmm. We're creating students that are wannabe students and are learning and are hungry to learn.
And these are students, preschoolers, young kids.
Right.
And there are many benefits to starting to learn at that age. And
right.
You guys do a lot with reading also, you know, it's which is part of this whole program, Jumpstart. And you involve college students. So now they come in and tell us how that works.
Right.
With the college
so
students.
We have at UCI, we have a group of 96 college students. They're broken up into 14 teams. And each team will go into a classroom in Santa Ana and they'll take over that classroom for 2 hours a day, twice a week. And what they do is they implement a Jumpstart session. Well, a Jumpstart session will be like welcome, where they kind of preview the story, what they're going to learn about today, get the kids hooked, pull them in. So each team has five college students, and each college student has 4 to 5 partner children. So they're a little group of kids. Then they'll do what's called reading and read for enjoyment the first time, and the second implementation is read for reconstruction. So they're learning the story. The first time, they're getting into the story because the student's reading the story in a way to get them excited about it. The second time, it's more about a conversation with the children about the story itself. So instead of just reading the story straight, you're going, well, what happened this time? Does anybody remember what happened and why did that happen? This year, we're putting a new focus on like emotional state vocabulary. So the kids are learning things about like emotions, social and emotional state, things like that. And we're doing a lot of problem resolution. So here's what the book is about. So it could be Oonga Boonga about baby Louise not stopping crying until her big brother gets home and gets her to stop. So what was the resolution? How did baby Louise finally stop crying? Mm-hmm. So we carry him through that. Then there's what's called a large group, or let's find out about it, where it's an activity that hands-on activity for all the kids. And it goes back into like center time, where each center is based on something in the course in the storybook for that week. So it's really hands-on for the children. What we're doing is we're creating these children who want to be learners, but also our college students are feeding the pipeline into future educators.
It's win-win. They're
You're
both
right.
getting something out of this, and the parents, too,
right.
of the kids. And the kids are from underserved communities or low-income communities.
Underfunded communities. So, you know, there's not a lot that is there for them. Mm-hmm. So that we're there, we're providing this at no cost to the community. Our college students love being a part of the community of Santa Ana. This event that we're putting on gives us the opportunity to go out and create these resources for the families who don't know a lot about what's available to them.
And Jamie, tell us a little bit about Heritage Museum and how you guys connected to have the event here. this year?
Yeah, for sure. We basically, we're a historical museum. We focus on preserving, promoting, and restoring local Orange County history. And we have the fortune of being sandwiched between Mitchell Child Development Center as well as Godinez Fundamental High School. So we actually could be seen as a resource for the local schools, but all of us at the museum kind of tend to feel that we're the ones that benefit from having the little ones and the high schoolers, which hopefully a lot of those high schoolers go on to UCI Jumpstart and things like that. But basically, the principal at Mitchell, Mark Bayo, who is chums with John Harmon here. They had already collaborated.
John's a friendly guy.
He's got a lot of friends, right? He has lots of friends all over the place. They decided, John and Mark, to have this spring literacy festival in the parking lot at Mitchell, which actually we share the same parking lot. And it was a great success. But they kind of wanted to make it bigger and better and a little bit more formal. So the following year, I believe it was, Mark approached our then executive director about maybe collaborating and having us host the event, which we jumped on. And the rest is kind of history. Mm-hmm. Every single year, it's gotten bigger and better. We've added more activities and crafts and vendors. We've had magicians, Annie Banani. She's a balloon artist. Musical acts each year is a different theme that we can play on. And John and his whole college group of kids at Jumpstart UCI have blown all of us away with, honestly, blown us away with their creativity and how much fun they have building the event every single year.
It's a popular event, and at the museum, just to kind of paint a mental picture of it, a lot of it is about the Victorian era of Orange County.
Yeah, we have two Victorian homes on the property. We have the Kellogg House, which is primarily used for educational field trips that also serve to not just our immediate community, but all over. We have schools from Corona and San Juan Capistrano. They come all over just to visit the museum. And we have a lot more to offer than just the Victorian history as well, though. We actually have a citrus grove and a full functioning farm, Gospel Swamp Farm. We also operate that with all high school volunteers for the most part from local high schools. We have a coal forge blacksmith shop on the property. The last two remaining acres of federally protected wetlands in Orange County are on our property, and we're currently working to develop a natural program that will certify members of the community, anyone that wants to participate, to become an actual naturalist.
You even had a dinosaur exhibit last year.
Yeah, our annual From Dinosaurs to People event. We do that every July. We're going to be doing it this July again. It's a free and open to the public event, just like the Spring Literacy Fair that's hosted by Jumpstart.
Yeah, and so Jumpstart for a Day, it's happening March 4th. So tell us what's going to be there, John.
Well, this year our theme is STEAM. So it's like we've taken STEM and added arts to it. So it's now science, technology, engineering, arts, and math. We've got some really great activities planned for the kids. Hopefully, we're going to have Annie Banani and Peter Winch, the magician and the balloon storyteller. The local Rotary Club has gotten heavily involved as far as donating a huge barbecue grill and money for food. We've got Clifford and Ready Jet Go are going to be there. Clifford the Big Red Dog and Ready Jet Go. We've got activities, again, all the amenities of the museum, the Gospel Swamp Farm, the naturally protected wetlands, and all this are available. The blacksmith shop will be open. So this is like an opportunity for the families to come out and just experience this cultural center in the middle of Santa Ana.
It's a gem in Orange County, and Jamie's been working really hard to let everyone know. You find more people are coming to events like Jumpstart, having the event on March 4th. It's free. Just want to mention that.
It's free, and it's everybody's welcome. You can come out if you're an adult. You don't have to have a kid. You can come out as an adult. You can come out with your family. Anyone and everyone's welcome. There will be free books for all the kids, free arts and crafts activities, free food, entertainment. It's just a fun day for everyone.
You can explore history there and explore what you have there at Heritage Museum, including Kellogg House.
Yes, the historic Kellogg House will be open to all guests. We have our staff in there. They're happy to answer questions and things, but the coolest part is we're hands-on. So we really make learning fun, and we don't even have to try at it. It just kind of happens. All of our guests come in the house, and first of all, they're blown away by the insanely amazing architecture of the home. Mm-hmm. It's built to replicate a ship, and immediately they have about 20 million questions in their head, like how, what, why? Mm-hmm. And before they know it, we've got them playing the clothespin milk bottle game in the parlor, or we're playing music on our Victrola for mm-hmm. them. We're churning butter.
Things that people did in the late 1800s, early 1900s.
Yeah. And wash their clothes. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So we make them wash our clothes.
Which probably took half a day then. But yeah, you get an idea of what it's like to
live
during
that time.
Yes, they
had to make the soap first. Mm-hmm. And, you know. No, it's really neat to provide an environment where it's just automatically inspiring to anyone that comes on the property. It puts all of our guests, especially for the Spring Literacy Festival, immediately into a mental state where they want to learn. Mm-hmm. They want to know more. They want answers. And that alone, just sparking the interest, is amazing.
This was one of my mother's favorite things that she got to come out and witness and see. So I set up a trust fund for her. So we're paying a large chunk of money out of the trust fund to bring this to alive every year now.
And he's so passionate about what he does, and he truly cares, and you can't replace that.
No,
that's
right.
Amazing, and it shows and it shines, and the kids pick up on that.
They do. They pick up on that energy that you're giving off, John, and the dedication.
I've never been more proud of my college kids, because when we came up with a list of activities for this thing this year, I was just in awe of some of the things they're talking about doing, and I can't even begin to describe some of them, because they're like, I'm kind of more of an abstract guy than this technology guy. Mm-hmm. So for me, it's a thrill just to sit back and watch my college kids just really put their heart and soul into this. And then for them to find their passion so young in life is amazing.
It is. And you can see some of the activities they came up with and what you're talking about at the Literacy Fair. It's March 4th. That is at the Heritage Museum of Orange County.
And 10 a.m. Mm-hmm. till 2.
Mm-hmm. 10 till 2.
Yeah.
Okay. The whole family has something to do there.
Mm-hmm.
So great opportunity to see the museum, to be there at Heritage and see what's going on, and then find out all about Jumpstart. What's the website?
jstart.org.